night like city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing, all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva!
Thank you. Hey, Claude.
Yeah.
Cue the music.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday night, man. You know what that means? Oh, yeah.
It's time now for Spank Wagon Radio.
Let's get ready for your two hosts.
Me, I am the unequivocal Claude Baldwin.
And I am something else hard to pronounce, Trencher.
Oh, yeah. Spank Wagon Radio.
Internet radio.
Can you dig it?
Ooh, that is a good question. Can you dig it?
Is it possible to physically dig it that much?
Get a shovel. It's big. It's deep. But it's in here. Spank Wagon Radio.
Friday. Oh, yeah. It's spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yeah, but barely.
We're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Shit. It's barely at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Vert's been warning me. Don't do hard linking. Don't do hard linking. I'm like, fuck you. I never get it right if I don't do hard linking. What happens? He makes a server update, right? Can we say nuke? All right, kids. Not hairball. Nuke. Check it out. Here's the secret word today. Anytime you hear the word nuke, scream. Because that's what I did when the server got updated.
Scream like, oh my god, the whore, or...
Nah, pretty much just like a little bitchy girl.
Yeah.
Ah! That's pretty much... I'm like, click, click, click. Yeah. I can't get to my... Ah!
I was going to say, that's some great coding there, Trench.
Thank you, yes.
What? White screen, black text. Can you do better?
Hey, man, it took me hours to get 404 looking just right.
WMD's not found.
So anyhow, yeah, I am... Got an update. So for all of you who are Spank loyalists and actually do go to the website, it's a little bit nuked. But
it'll be back soon.
It'll be back soon, and the message boards are there. So the message boards are working because they're hosted off-site.
Indeed.
Funny how that works. Anywho.
So how's your week?
You know, I have been so busy I didn't bring shit to the table here. This is a freeform show, I think.
I'm pissed.
Why? Other than the soda.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to load up a soundboard for George Bush quotes, and the link's farked.
Ah, yeah.
So it's
okay.
Not coming up. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, well, you know.
But anyhow, I got plenty of other soundboards to fuck up the show with.
Great. Matter of fact, what was the 6 o'clock thing?
Oh, yes.
Because I'm hearing the song, and I'm going, I like this song.
It's 6 o'clock.
What the fuck was that?
That's Apple speakable items.
Will you turn off speak? Do you know how much of a memory hog speakable items is?
I never thought of it. Well, it's X, man, so it can't be that bad.
Okay, X just handles like memory sharing and, you know, keeping everything pretty well fed. It doesn't mean that it's unlimited,
but it's better.
Oh, please explain.
Because it's X. It's newer. It must be better.
Okay. Wait, God. Oh, hey, I heard this on the radio this morning. What, us?
Dude, we were on the radio.
We good?
We're famous, man.
World famous.
World famous Spank Wagon coming to a radio near you.
Yeah, pirate radio.
Arr!
Wrong pirate. Ah, crap. Oh. Shall I turn up the line one, or are you still dicking around?
Nah, it's okay.
Will it tell me when it's 7 o'clock and then when it's 8 o'clock? It is now 7:01. It is now 7:02.
Me adjust the volume. There we go. That way you don't get ding.
Well, how are you going to play soundboards with a volume that's down?
I had to turn.
You're not
it
thinking
down.
This thing through, huh?
It's all the way up.
Oh,
see, you're not letting me have a chance to speak, so you can think this thing through.
Okay.
Damn, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Sounds different in my ears. Maybe I got closer to the mic.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyhow, yeah, she's in the message boards or in the message boards, and the chat room goes, "Hey, remember that story a couple weeks ago? The idiot in New Jersey who wanted to have Ladies Night banned? Yes, we read the follow up. Ladies Night is back."
Because this is Ladies' Night. Dun, 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 dun. Chick-a-con!
So, they're overturning a that is a stupid bill. I'll still admit that.
Technically, he's right.
Technically, he's right, but laid he is not.
It's kind of like trying to be a teacher with a classroom full of kids, and you want to egg them on into picking on the one fat kid in the corner.
Exactly.
But you have to break it up.
Pick on Augustus.
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 Tardblog.org. Last time I checked, their site was gone.
Oh.
I know. It wasn't getting updated. It sucked, man.
Well, yeah, it wasn't getting updated, but it was still something that should have stayed around.
Oh, dude, that was great, making fun of retarded kids. If anybody in the chat room wants to take a look at that, do it after the show. Don't get distracted from
You'll
us.
You'll get very distracted from us. Actually, it'll sound
You will.
Very,
you will.
You will. You will. Yeah.
It's a very enveloping
Well, why are we
site.
Telling them to go to something funnier than us?
Stuff of funnier than us? How can that possibly exist?
Oh, Jesus.
I have enough ego to make up for the both of us.
That's
wow,
true.
Wow, this is great, dude. This thing is great. Oh, we never told them what the hell we're running the shit off of now, did we?
You know, we haven't, actually.
Yeah, you want to go ahead, or should we leave that as a secret?
No, actually, you know, we've always kind of proclaimed we're all Mac-friendly here.
Yeah, so
I
basically...
mean, everything here is Macintosh. Everything. All audio inputs.
Except for, save for the mics and the soundboard.
Which are definitely Radio Shack and don't pick apart.
I even use a Mac-endorsed router, actually.
Oh, that's right, because you got that one when you ordered your old...
Club Mac, yeah.
Your old iMac.
Yeah.
No, actually, right now, this audio is streaming to you live via...
Claude's 15-gig iPod.
So, needless to say, we added more equipment.
Wow. Yeah, it's great, man. Yeah, the iPod's actually charging off the... I actually have it charging off of the FireWire connected directly into the... PowerBook G4, 1 gig. And then I actually can run everything now. I can have my soundboards completely independent. So now you can hear sound in the background.
Ooh, yeah, you can hear him fuck for me to poop on whenever it's inappropriate.
Dude, you know what? This is something else I found out later on for the music and stuff right there, dude.
What's that?
I have a copy of Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
Ooh, okay.
There's a cowbell in that. I didn't even notice it.
No way.
Yeah.
Huh.
There really is. You want me to cue that song up?
No. I think there's a cowbell?
There's a cowbell.
Yeah, cue it. We got it. Why not?
I could have used a little more cowbell.
All right, let's see. Let me see if I can pull it up.
I already got the other music down. So anyhow, yeah, for those of you who are trying to go to the site for like all of our six listeners who actually use the website, it's a little borked. But I got something cool coming. Hold on in about a week.
I'm telling you, fellas, you're going to want that cowbell.
Well, you going to play the damn song or just fuck with the soundboards? Thank you.
Listen, there's cowbell.
Oh, my God, there's cowbell.
There's cowbell. There's cowbell in that song.
It could have faded.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Ouch. We're turning that line down. Turn that one back up. Anywho.
Turn the line back up. I stopped playing that.
Yeah, I could see your fingers shuffling like, ha, I will get one
I
over.
I got a fever. And the good. Only prescription is more cowbell.
I thought that was interesting. I was actually listening to that going, this is where the cowbell And you can actually hear cowbell in that
cowbell.
Song.
I'm like, huh. You know, I never really got the joke. Didn't really care about the joke. I just knew it was a fart cliche.
It became a fart cliche. It's not like Christopher Walken specifically said, you know, you guys, you come up with a cliche, and I'll do it on the show. It's not like that, okay?
That's true.
I don't think Walken does that kind of requests, you know what I mean?
Maybe he does. I mean, he's nutty like that.
I don't think Walken's nutty. I think he's just a... Walken's nutty. Never mind. I can't defend him.
Thank you.
I really can't.
Walken's not nutty. He's
fucking
nutty. Fucking nucky.
Fucking nucky.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, there you go. There's a good way to get around profanity that backfired massively. But yeah, there's cowbell in that song.
There's cowbell.
There's cowbell.
Toe's even going, cowbell. I heard something sounds like a woodblock. There's a cowbell. I guess that's a cowbell. Claude, the audio expert, has deemed it a cow. Fuck. Tells you what kind of week I've had. I mean, this is literally the week I've had. I've not been able to get out more than five sentences without my brain just going cold turkey.
Cold turkey. Hey, you know, that reminds me.
Go on.
New reality show coming to, I want to say Fox.
What's that?
10 people, they're smokers, are going to be living in a house together, almost locked in. And they will all be quitting smoking cold turkey at the same time.
This is a reality show?
Yes, it is.
a reality show of people quitting smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. Let me ask you something.
Wait, I mean,
have you ever been around a smoker when they quit cold turkey?
Yes. So I remember my dad. Okay, I can recall when my dad had to quit smoking. It was after his second open heart surgery bypass. Uh-huh. Okay. I remember it was a few months after he quit. I mean, this is a good time after he quit. He was happy to be done smoking. I mean, he realized he saved money and so on and so forth, healthier, blah, blah, blah. I mean, all the legitimate reasons that, you know, they tell you. He was working on a piece of electronic at the kitchen table. Uh-huh. Just tinkering, that's all.
Tinkering.
With the jewel screws.
Tinkering how? Tinkering like, I wonder if I can fix this, or tinkering as in meth user on a bench?
I think it was a dead transformer that he was tearing apart for the copper.
Okay.
You know, just to do something, because he couldn't drive or anything because of all of the other... He had so many medical issues, he was pretty much stuck at home. So he was, like, literally, he built a floor-to-ceiling dresser and then went downstairs and rebuilt the entire basement, then came back upstairs and rebuilt, like, closets. I mean, it was insane. My dad was, like, woodwork nut. Wouldn't clean the garage, though. Could only park one car in a 2.5-car garage. Wouldn't clean it.
Wow. Did he ever put up wood paneling?
Oh, of course.
Cool.
My dad, he really wanted that wood paneling to stay, or anything that hung on the wall to stay. So he sunk in deck screws.
God.
To keep, like, if you hung a photo up or you needed a photo, there was a deck screw that held that fucker up.
God damn.
I mean, it looked like I lived in a motel. You know how they deck screw in, like,
they
the
anchor everything?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like that for a while. We're like, Dad, when do you learn to drive again? Or when are you allowed to drive again? He's like, another 3 months. We're like, dude.
You kids keep stealing everything. It's not nailed down.
We live there. So anyhow, my dad had this jewel screw in his hand, you know, the jewel screwdriver, little ones, Radio Shack, steel, prone to snapping and rusting, so on and so forth. And he undoes something. He holds a screwdriver like you would a cigarette in the two fingers. Mm-hmm. And then goes to take a puff off the screwdriver. Totally just out of instinct.
Wow.
Well, Travis and me and my stepmom, we all just kind of looked at him and just started rolling laughter. Because Dad took a puff off a screwdriver, and we're like, so is that a satisfying hit, Dad? He goes, what? And she's like, well, you know, you just took a puff off a screwdriver, and he looked at the screwdriver how he's holding, and he just grumbles and laughs and puts it down.
That's funny as hell.
I mean, that's all he could do. I mean, come on, he just tried to huff a screwdriver.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know what it's like to be around people who quit.
That's
or
great.
Trying to quit or have to quit.
Did he, like, carry around, like, a pack of Stanleys, man?
No. Didn't carry around a pack of Stanleys, you know. Didn't head up the Radio Shack. Didn't go down the hardware aisle.
That's great. Craftsman with menthol. That's fucking funny. No, I've been around my mother when she tries to quit, and that's fun. That's really fun. I remember
She failed.
She says she chose not to.
You chose not to? It wasn't
not
necessarily
to quit.
Failure. She chose not to quit.
Like people who gamble in Vegas, they never lose. They just simply put the money back.
Adding to the economy.
Bitching about my smoking could be hazardous to your health and to yours. Thank you.
I was just saying. That's
hey,
all.
Man. We're, yeah. You know,
hey,
show
you want to hear something really funny?
Sure.
Here we go. Here's a good time. This is a good
this is
therapy.
Bad.
This is a therapy session. You can think of it.
Okay.
My parents, my dad was a nice guy, but he was really cheap in a lot of ways. My dad smoked Camel unfiltered.
Ew.
Yeah, 4 packs a day at one point. Yeah, he was always spitting out tobacco.
Ah, jeez. You know,
like that. It was fucking funny.
I'm the sound effects person, not you.
I doubt
oh.
that.
Quick, who can do a duck?
God damn it. All I have right now is the naughty soundboard. I can't play anything like that.
Naughty soundboard. Yeah, you don't want to play that when, you know... Peanut Gallery's here. You might send a wrong message.
You bitch.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
I forgot Peanut Gallery can't hear. Anyhow. So anyhow, what it was...
I'll get a headset.
There's no available jacks. So sorry. Download from the archive. If you're not listening to us live, please choose the archive. That's a good time to plug.
Because remember, if it's not live...
It's in the archive.
Spankwagon at WFTP.net. Once the archive's back... I gotta relink every single file.
Aww.
You were told not to hard code.
You know I was for years, but I said,
"What the hell?"
Yeah,
you ignored that warning. Like
I ignore. I mean, there was. I mean, it was tornado warning. Get into your cellars, and I said, "Ha! I'm going swimming."
Oh, that's a funny thing in the cellars. the 6 months that I spent in hell.
In a cellar?
No, in
you
hell.
You stayed in the cellar for 6 months?
Yeah, when I was a small child. Shut the fuck up.
That explains you.
Why do I look like half fucking mole? What?
I don't know, Sloth. Moving on. You. Sorry, 6 months.
I never dropped him on his head.
Wish I had a Goonie soundboard right now. Jesus.
Yeah, really? Okay, so anyhow. You
were talking about the...
Tornadoes.
Tornadoes and get in the cellar.
The Twisters.
Everybody I saw in the great state of Oklahoma, a bunch of fucking idiots, dumber than rocks.
Hey, is it a couple of our listeners from Oklahoma?
I don't care. I've never met more rude, ignorant people in my entire life. Honest to God.
Okay. But what does this have to do with tornadoes?
All of those with the storm cellars in the middle of the floor.
Well,
the water table there, I assume, is kind of high because all of them were full of water when the tornado hit.
It didn't say it was a bright idea. It just keeps you from kind of going around 300 miles an hour, watching straw embed into you or something.
Watching straw embed into you?
Well, yeah, oh, I've seen those photos, dude, like in a tornado.
Yeah.
The winds and everything just get whippings up so powerful. You'll see shoots, whatever you call it, like one single straw piece.
Straw from like a broom. Like
broom
straw.
Bales of straw or hay and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just right into 4x4s, 2x4s. Oh, yeah.
Into a tree.
It's tough, dude. It's whew.
And it doesn't bend or break the straw. It just sends it right through
with enough force.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive,
There's no
actually.
Damage to the straw.
Well, there's probably some, but yeah.
Well, but you know what I mean. It's
impressive.
Not like you take it and crumple it up.
Right, exactly.
But, all of their storm cellars were all full of fucking water.
Practically here with fucking Mr. Wizard.
Oh, no, I drove by a bank that used to be there, and the only thing that was standing there after the bank was gone was the vault, because it was anchored into the ground.
I don't trust that shit, man. It could have been George C. Scott.
I don't think
so.
Bank shot, thank you.
Okay. Sure. Anywho.
So anyhow, yeah, my dad was really cheap growing up.
Okay.
So what he did is he smoked Camels, and he decided cigarettes are getting too expensive.
Oh, no.
This was about...
Oh, you were about 4 or 5.
No. If he did, I don't remember that, but I know when I was probably about 10 years old.
Are we talking about that cigarette making machine that he bought?
Well, this is the thing.
What, a handheld cigarette roller?
No, yeah.
Well, okay, he probably got that when I was a little kid, yes, but my dad decided he was going to do something a little different. He's going to roll his own, man. So my dad...
Macho.
Yeah. So my dad...
Get some top paper.
This gets better.
He got some zigzag rolling paper from the place down the street, the liquor store, and was saving all the cigarette butts. And was basically
throwing them in a jar,
tearing them apart, and then trying to roll his own.
What the hell?
From cigarette butts.
I said I didn't give a shit if they went to $5 a pack. I wasn't going to roll my own.
What? But not buying his own to recycle that. But that's
it was disgusting.
Yeah,
he kept it all in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry, not a Ziploc, a baggie.
Not even a Ziploc.
Not even a Ziploc. A baggie with like a little
twisty.
Metal twist tie.
You
put it on top of the microwave. In front of the vent, which was under the counter.
House smelled like tobacco.
So every time you cook something, it smelled like somebody was in the kitchen smoking.
And every time that I bitched that shit should be thrown away, he reminded me that cigarettes were a whopping, $1.52 a pack.
Yeah, this
way
was
back
they were
then.
Way
this was way
too
back
expensive.
Then, yes.
They were getting way too expensive. Well,
so how long did that last?
About 2 weeks, would you say, until I finally sneaked in one day and threw that shit out.
Nice. He didn't complain. I think he didn't roll his own for too long. I think he discovered it was a little bit harder than it looks in the cowboy movies.
Yeah.
I think he discovered the shit tasted really bad after sitting 2 weeks on fucking top of a microwave.
Or it tasted
already
like steak.
Been burned.
Worcestershire flavored tobacco.
Worcestershire.
Whatever.
Worcestershire. Yep.
No, you know what? My father was very famous for that, about being cheap in his failed ways, man.
Oh?
Yes. My father had a very waste, not want, not attitude about a lot of things like that. Mainly, he was
cheap.
Say
buttons. 25 fucking years of buttons.
I still
you
have
know,
like...
my mom did that.
I had like 4 jars of buttons.
He never fucking used one single goddamn button.
My mom had like a 10. I mean, this thing was huge.
Huge.
I mean, this thing was probably about, 9 inches round, about 5 inches deep. But you open the lid.
The old fruitcake tin.
Yeah, but it was actually specifically bought to store buttons. Figure that one out. But
and she never
actually,
used one of them, did she?
It was in the basement when we moved out of the house. And it was in a part of the basement no one ever got to.
Exactly. We had four jars, mayonnaise jars, of buttons that the man saved. What the fuck for? I might need it.
Hey, wait.
When?
Buttons.
Hell ain't froze over.
Buttons, the new currency.
Oh, God.
I'll
no, my
give you two anchors for...
No, when I was a little kid, two things that I wanted, and my mom fought me kicking and screaming and finally gave in to buy.
What's that?
Superman peanut butter.
Oh
yuck.
And goober grape.
Oh, that is even
stupider. It took my husband about 6 weeks to eat that goober grape shit, because I wasn't going to eat that crap.
I tried that once just because I was really thinking about being lazy. But the problem is you have to keep, you know, jelly in the fridge, which means the peanut butter has to go with it. What the hell are they thinking?
You know what's funny?
Although I had to stop. I have to say, you want to talk about food stuff. I love Nutella.
Nutella.
Yeah, it's chocolate. Sauce. Well, it's what it is. It's hazelnut with just a little bit of cocoa powder and skim milk. Really good stuff. Problem is, you cannot put it in the fridge. You put it in the fridge, you're fucking it up. Puts the oil, mixes the oil, separates the oils. I mean, it's heinous. Instead, you leave it out. Well, my wife got one a couple years ago, put it in the fridge. And I'm like, ooh, Nutella. Ka-ting. Ah. It was ruined.
Chunk of
but I've been getting tar. It a lot. I've been getting it a lot lately. Just take a piece of white Wonder Bread and just slather Nutella, fold in half.
Wow, you're so very European.
I'm kind of hungry now.
Yeah, how about you just like go get a fucking thing of Nutella?
I could, dude. Like 300 calories per tablespoon, though.
Oh, fucking spare me. Like anybody in this goddamn room is worried about a fucking calorie.
I have a figure to watch out for. It's just
but
watch out. You don't hit the fucker. Yeah, because that'll do some serious damage to a car.
Boom. Doot, doot, doot. Shit.
Nah, man. That reminds me. I used to work at the fucking grocery store, dude. These fat fucking people will come in, dude, like at least like every other week, dude, and buy two grocery carts full of shit. And most of their shopping was the bulk aisle.
Oh, really? Hey, by the way, here we go. Chazad, Nutella plus strawberry jelly plus toasted bread equals sex. He loves Nutella that much. He's even saying, fuck the bread, just grab a spoon. Ooh, Nutella milkshake. It turns purple. Purple?
Purple.
What the fuck is he putting in there?
I don't know. Nutella and what else, Toe? Let us know. We're curious how it turns purple. Remind me never to eat any of your cookies. I made cookies! Tink, tink, tink.
Yeah, I remember your wife sent you a batch of freshly baked cookies.
Oh, God, I remember
that. Cross country.
Okay, when we were in Virginia, my wife sent me just some mail and some cookies in the mail.
Cookies she baked herself.
Cookies she baked herself.
With love.
There was no amount of milk in the world to soften them back up.
You're like, my wife made cookies. You want one? I'm like, yeah, okay.
And then what did I say?
I forget.
I said, be careful. And you're like, oh.
All right, whatever. Conk. It's like biting down on slapping up plastic against your teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever I would bite down on it, you'd say, like, my teeth go clink.
Ow.
Your wife baked a batch of cookies for you and sent them in a box that was not sealed.
It just wax papered. All to hell.
I remember that.
You know what? You should be grateful that she thought
about
your
sorry
ass.
Oh, no, I am very grateful about that. I'm very,
and
very
grateful. And you should
be grateful
that he shared them with your sorry ass.
Yeah, thanks for stale cookies, Trench.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry about the dental work. But, no, we're very grateful. I mean, the thought was there, and I understood that completely. But, man, when the cookie, I mean, literally.
Yeah.
It was just rock
hard. We were,
hard.
Like, tacking them against the desk and stuff. Like, tack,
you could have hockey pucked them. I mean, they dried right out.
She didn't send them overnight, I take it.
No.
Ochit says here that milk and vanilla ice cream with Nutella turned it purple. And Nina goes, Nutella contains artificial food coloring. Probably caramel or red number
five. Oh, I know what he's talking about.
And it gets diluted once in the shake. Ah, I get
yeah,
it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I understand exactly what he's saying. Before you even said that, I didn't even read the message board, or the chat board, I mean. Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Did you ever do that experiment in school?
Celery in the
No. No, not that. They would take like some sort of like really super absorbent paper, and the teacher would take a bunch of like felt markers.
Oh, and it turns dark blue.
Bleed out.
Yeah.
And you could bleed away the separate colors. I see what he's saying.
Good point.
Yeah, black is actually dark blue, actually. Yeah, yeah, he's exactly right. Unless it's like soy ink. I didn't even know soy could like be made into ink.
Soy could be made into food ink, you know.
How about fuel?
Yeah.
Oh, no, dude,
I'm
you
sure
missed
there's
it.
A way.
Talking of fuel, they are opening a new ethanol plant in Kentucky.
Yay.
Kentucky.
No.
They only use it here half of the year, though.
They'll fucking drink all their fuel up.
I didn't think of that. Actually, I'll tell you what. Gas prices are going down. I was pretty pleased to see a buck or $2.20.
You're paying too much.
You know, that's my side. My side seems to have this weird thing where within
a
block.
You have to remember when you live in the poorer sections of town, they charge more money for the gas.
That's right. You live in the ghetto, Trench.
I don't know how to take that.
You live in the ghetto, dude.
I do know how to cut a mic. No. I mean, that's pretty much taken care of there.
She doesn't realize that she doesn't have headphones.
Of Nellis from where you live.
That wasn't fair.
Oh, I know.
That wasn't nice. Okay.
All right, your mic's back on. Continue. All right, fine. You scared off the peanut gallery.
Damn! I suck.
Come here, dog.
You can't get the dog.
I can't get the dog.
I scared away the peanut gallery.
All right. Unless you talked, we behead the dog.
I.
Your conspiracy.
I don't know what to say. I scared away the peanut gallery.
Yeah, you did. You don't know what to say because you weren't so prepared for that abrupt change.
No, I wasn't.
Wow.
I guess.
But anyhow, yes, my family was really cheap.
Oh, back. Hold on, let me make sure the mic is on.
No, it's just that from where you live in a very nice section of town. Okay,
I hope so.
Very nice.
Grading on
but
a curve.
On a certain section down from where you live.
Oh yeah, I agree completely with
that. It's not the Ritz.
What's funny though is when you're heading on my streets heading west, it like the price goes up and then down.
Right.
They always want to charge poor people more money. So
but
that's
see,
dangerous.
The thing about it is. We live up here, and the gas station across the street is still $2.15 a gallon.
I don't know. I didn't check.
And then down on Sahara, it's $2.13 a gallon.
Just to pass this on, Ikari lets us know that it's still over $3 a gallon in Baker.
Baker where?
California.
Oh, California.
Wow, you know.
World's tallest thermometer.
Biggest thermometer.
Guess I won't be filling up in Baker.
Yeah,
have I ever filled up in Baker? No.
Yes, you have.
I have.
When?
I have.
When?
About eight years ago.
Barstow's the one with the train station McDonald's, right?
Yeah, that's Barstow.
Okay,
Baker
yeah,
is the one with the thermometer. I filled up once in Baker, and that was about 8 years ago.
Fuck Baker, man.
I drove
And that was
Baker.
When everyone else in the United States was paying like, $1.05 for a gallon. They were charging $1.82 a gallon.
Jesus.
Yeah, Baker.
That's why I fill up either here, Victorville, or down in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Makes sense. By the way,
Baker's always raping.
Claude, got to ask.
Think that he yeah, he got thrown in.
All right,
fade out.
What is this?
It's,
I'm just curious.
Debbie Reynolds.
Great. Leave it fine. It's fine. It's only in the background. I think only we can hear it because it's so low. Which sucks. Every time I try to do like a little bit of music background for everyone, you know, kind of give us, kind of breaks it up, you know?
Yeah.
They never hear it. I'm like, well, where's it in the archive? Come on. I should be hearing this when I listen to it.
Yeah, this is very interesting. Talking about Baker, the neon phallic symbol as
yeah, well, you know what? I was severely disappointed by their claim of the
biggest. I was pissed, too. Cause,
biggest
cause,
thermometer
cause
in the world.
Check this out. My father always say, oh, you're going to see the biggest thermometer of the world. I thought something gigantic, glass with mercury.
Yeah, or something like, you know, alcohol or whatever they use for, you know.
Exactly.
Like a traditional thermometer like you'd stick in your mouth.
You just didn't expect it to be something that was simply numerical that could go up and down by.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just
it was
a fucking
lame.
Neon sign.
It was a neon sign.
With a, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, we have the world's largest fake Statue of Liberty. We have the world's largest fake Eiffel Tower.
Dude, that's kind of
and a large, the world's largest fake air balloon down at Paris as well.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't say it's the world's largest fake air balloon.
Where do you got one bigger?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jesus.
I've never seen it, so therefore it doesn't exist.
All right.
Ah, yes.
Hey, I can't argue with that logic. You know, I can't argue with that logic at all. It's like Santa Claus or Easter Bunny.
Neither one of those exists.
Exactly. So anyhow.
It's very funny.
Oh, I'm sorry for all your listeners who may still
I'm
believe
curious,
in those things.
I'm kind of curious.
Ikari
mentions, I guess there's a worse place. Or no, at worst, there's a little 760s. I'm sorry, he was saying a place he fills up in as an alternative to Baker.
That
maybe he heard of prices that were higher. I just think, you know, Baker really kind of fucks up the price curve. And I think it's good, though, you know, because we can
Leave the expensive shit in California.
Yeah. We can weep.
I mean, we're getting fucked here, you know, and raked over coals, but not as bad as those idiots in California.
God. Dude, you know what, man? I got into an argument about gasoline.
Oh?
Another DeLorean owner came into town, dude. It was like arguing with fucking Master Shake.
Oh?
Over what?
No matter what, dude. It was a conspiracy of like the conservative media.
Okay,
you're
for...
kidding. I mean, just everything. How to explain, yeah. Explain the fuel argument.
Please.
We're getting ripped in the ass right here on prices because we got to get California fuel, which has all these extra additives. No, it doesn't. What? Yes, it does. Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't believe in brushing in teeth. You know, it's a conspiracy by the liberal media and dentists to get you to scrub your mouth with paste. You know?
Oh, yeah, so them white things in your mouth don't fall out.
Yeah, gay teeth
that's
are for
some
gay.
Kind of conspiracy.
Yeah, teeth are for gay people. That's why fairies always take them, you know? You know, that kind of argument, dude. That's the level.
Oh, shit. Oh. I think you turned off your mic off.
Turned your mic off.
You hit your mic switch.
It says on.
No, there it is.
Uh-huh.
It's on.
I think we got a bad link somewhere in the line.
How can you tell with all this wadded up shit down here on the floor?
There you go.
Mic?
It's good. Good there enough go. For me. Yeah.
Oh, anyhow. Sorry. But.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. That's a fun. He's coming in September. You need to meet with this guy. I want you to get into a good argument.
Are we talking about the Vulcan, the Star Trekkies over there?
Dude, it was a fucking trip, dude. I had to meet this guy and his family.
Him and Stitz had to, or Tits had to
yeah.
get fucking drunk to talk to these people.
Dude, it was surreal, dude. You don't understand. He goes, hey, meet us over at Quark's Bar. Or, you know.
Right, at the Hilton, the Star Trek.
Now, have you ever been
bar.
There?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Not to the bar. Well, I know. I've been to the bar once and got raped in prices. Never went back. But I've been on the ride a couple times before they changed it.
Okay. Well, I've never been on the ride or anything. I'd only like walked into the Hilton once
right.
to put in a job ad.
I remember that one time, just to interrupt, Vert, he was here in town, and he went to go take a picture of the casino area that was around the Star Trek.
Yeah.
Because it has all the lasers and the lights and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He took one photo, security walked right up. Sir, we'd appreciate it if you would not do that again and put away the camera.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, damn. They're pretty touchy.
Too many electronic items in there to trip.
Not just that.
Well, it's not a shooting gallery.
It's trade secrets.
No.
They don't exactly. want someone taking their photos to get trade secrets. It's a slot machine.
Actually, slot machines can be triggered by lights.
No, that's a monkey paw.
No.
A lot of people think that. Therefore, they try. You'd be surprised how many people are on the black list of getting out. Oh, shut your mouth. Are you fucking catching flies there?
We're trying to piece where you're going with this.
Well, you said about the camera.
Right, but yeah. You just said that cameras don't trip and then do trip. And then people think they trip.
No. I meant it's a lot of people believe that they will.
Okay.
And they try to do these things.
True. There's people who try to smuggle in the batteries and the capacitors and stuff to try to electrocute the machine, end up electrocuting themselves more often.
That's called a monkey paw.
Yeah.
There's a light sensor that clicks off the coins that it clicks that it drops out.
And if you can fool the light sensor, then you don't have to pay
it just
coins.
Keeps, yeah.
It won't register the coins that it's kicking.
It'll
out.
Register the coins, but it won't register...
it won't register the coins it kicks out.
Oh, it won't register the coins it kicks out, so it keeps
right.
paying.
Right.
Got
keeps,
it.
Right.
Exactly.
But wait, don't the machines, though, automatically quit trying after so long?
No.
I would think so. So I guess these guys have got it down of after how many coins to click out
tick,
to turn
tick,
the light
tick,
off.
Click. Coom, 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 coom. Click.
Right. Tick, tick, right. Tick, 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 tick. But anyhow, what I was saying was this right here. We went down there to Quark's Bar, okay? Now, for anybody who doesn't know what this is, it's uber Star Trek themed. You have to go through the Space Quest Casino, laser lights and shit everywhere. Then we go down to Quark's Bar. We have to go down a flight of stairs. It was a fucking trip, dude. Because it is decked out all Star Trek.
Yeah,
lights,
it's
okay?
very cool. I mean, I like it.
The Maitre d' is dressed as a Ferengi.
Okay.
Talks like it. He's got that platinum, tri-platinum Ferengi bling on everything.
Right.
So what happens is we meet up with this guy and his wife. They're like, hey, how's it going? Dude, they're dressed just exactly alike, dude. Look like Hawaiian shirt twins from hell.
Ah, Jesus.
Him and his wife, dude, even like down in the shorts. Like, how's it going? You know, and their son's there. He's like 15, you know. And he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, how you doing? We'd met him a couple days before down at the Hot Rod Grill. Car-themed grill, open 24 hours a day, full bar.
Cool.
Yeah, Henderson, of course. On American Pacific.
For two people who don't drink, you know all the bars in town.
Yeah, I know. Anyhow.
We got a lot of alcoholic friends here.
Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, we go in, and they go, hey, you guys just want to go ahead and get a couple of, you know, a couple drinks or some appetizers? We'll be back. We're going to go ahead and change because they're going to do a videotaping of where that you sit in front of a blue screen and get inserted into a classic episode of Star Trek.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So.
You know what, though? I can't complain. Good for them.
They were totally
that's
into
what
it.
That's what it's there for.
How, dude, it was fucking surrealistic. Okay, at the end of the table, next to the wall and shit, plus we're like standing on top of like electrified catwalk with lights and shit everywhere.
Right.
Fucking neon everywhere and all this shit.
But Stitz, it was really dark in there still.
Yeah. Stitz and I are like, we need a drink. Stitz gets a fucking mini Borg sphere, and I get a mini warp core breach.
Okay. He still paid $30.
Yeah, it was $12.
Jesus.
And these were mini drinks.
How big? How many ounces do you think? That's a mini? That's the size of a soccer ball.
No, the size of the soccer ball is the full warp core.
Oh, okay.
I could have drank one of those, and
excuse
I wouldn't need it.
Soft pitch, slow pitch softball there.
Exactly. Anyhow, we fucking go, and they come back. The father, the little ringleader there, dude, he's dressed as chief engineer from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay.
The mother is dressed up in like classic Star Trek dress with a beehive hairdo. And their son is dressed up as...
Red shirt?
Blue.
Blue, okay. So he's medical. Or science or whatever.
I don't know. He was dressed up as that dude.
If he had a red shirt, you knew he was going to die.
Yeah. He's a nameless extra. No, dude.
We love you, son, but you got to go.
Dude, the warp core breach wasn't much of anything. I discovered my tolerance for alcohol has arrived. I was able to drink a warp core breach and didn't get shit-faced. Although I was slightly inebriated, which I needed to do because... These people came, they were fully dressed in their Star Trek stuff, costumes they had just bought at the gift shop.
That's what makes Vegas such a great town.
We didn't realize
your money.
This was their fourth trip in as many days to Quark's to eat.
That's expensive as shit.
Dude, they knew all the characters and were totally into costume. They were time travelers from the 23rd century. And they interacted saying that they
Dude,
had come back to
something.
Visit us and Tit. That we were elitists that could help change the course of history. And they were totally getting into this with two Klingons, a Ferengi, and a Borg. Now, every time they come up and start talking, Stitz and I hit the bottle. We just drink more.
I think that's the first time you and Tit... In a long time, agreed on one fucking thing.
Dude, it was fucking horrible.
Fuck this. Drink.
So I need an excuse to not look at him. Beautiful alcohol, serenade me. And I didn't get quite shit-faced. I got really buzzed. Fortunately, I didn't have to walk.
Yeah, really.
And dude, I got drunk at Quark's bar, having to deal with people in character, with dinner guests that became in character too. And I'm just, dude, it was like Fear and Loathing Las Vegas Part 2. It was fucking intense, dude.
How the hell? Why the? I mean, I. Wow.
Dude, I'm serious. It was really introspective, dude. We were just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking Tit and I. Dude, we.
And this is the conspiracy theorist guy.
Yeah. We broke down, dude. we broke down to the point where. I'm like trying to fish up the dry ice out of my drink, and Tit's playing with the fucking stalactites or icicles that have like formed on the bottom and shit. We're like trying to make like some sort of still by harnessing the carbon dioxide to bubble out of the straw onto the plate, dude. What's worse is it comes time to order. I had like the Wrath of Khan chicken.
Was there bugs in it?
No.
I'm listening.
I thought you were listening to the music. I had like Wrath of
all of it, but yeah. Wrath of Khan chicken.
Yeah, we had like...
Did it have raisins in it?
No. Dude, then we had, like for their appetizers, dude, we had like triple strips. They ordered two desserts for themselves and asked us if we wanted any. We're like, no. Everything they ordered, they had to set fire to. Guys like pouring cooking sherry and shit on there, setting it on fire. Take photos, yeah! I'm drunk as a skunk trying to drink more, going, more alcohol, please. staring as the plates in front of me are on fire. While the Mexican...
alcohol tolerance, okay?
The Mexican bus boy is like, oh, okay, okay. Then they fucking spill drinks and shit, their glasses of water. I'm just like, drink more.
It is a bad dream. It is a bad dream. I will wake up.
Yeah, the bus boy comes by. I'm like, I'm glad to see him, man. That's proof there'll be Mexicans in the future. Because there's no Mexicans on Star Trek, man. Except for the one guy. But
No, they won't, because they were time traveling back to this era.
I guess what they're trying to do is save La Raza. I was just fucking, I couldn't, I was like, drink more. And it was
That's
really great.
Insane.
Their 15-year-old son orders like a milkshake. It is just comes in a giant fucking mutant Pilsner glass.
Uh-huh.
And while we're talking, they get a warp core, a full, no, I'm sorry, they didn't get warp core. They got a full, Borg sphere out of the thing. And it comes with those gigantic long-ass straws.
Mm-hmm.
So while they're talking to me and Tit about like you know the car and stuff, and we're talking shop, they are taking the straws, putting their finger over the end, taking copious amounts of liquor and putting it into their son's milkshake.
Jesus,
dude, we needed to fucking dude. It was just wow. We need to go.
I bet
another table had a Klingon at them, and they were doing some Klingon fighting song where they're slamming the table. So out of nowhere. They start fucking slamming the table and singing along in tune.
On that note...
You know what? You're
dude,
fucking boring.
It was like...
On that note, I think we need to go to a break.
It was like, be ritty sped for a day, man. Drink more.
Good God. That's sad. I mean, that's really fucking sad.
Maybe it's just a song.
Yeah, maybe it is. Nonetheless, you are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.vftp.net here on the internet.
And if you're listening, we're going to get Claude to update this music because I said, yeah, let's play some great 60s. And
I don't know.
He instead tries to kill everyone. What's next? What's your hat trick, Johnny Mathis?
Woo-hoo.
Let's see.
Anyhow, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back. Spankwagon.
just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Dr. Venkman.
She's down to me. The change has come. She's under.
Shire lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at the chat, and everybody's like, man, this is a long break.
Very long indeed.
Well, indeed. You know, cake or death.
In a world where there's a long break.
We play shit like Bilbo Baggins.
Do you know yeah. Bilbo. Once again, is the curse of the randomizer. Yeah. Anyhow, what I was going to say is, you know what, dude? I could totally sing Bilbo Baggins like...
What, Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, no.
Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Don't. Don't do
Met
that again.
On an adventure to the caves below.
It sucks. I can't kill his mic. Damn.
Yes, you can.
Bad luck. Like, kill both of ours.
Sacrifice yourself.
No. Don't want to. No, all right, where are we at?
We're at a good song everybody probably wants to hear, but we're talking now anyhow.
Well, we should start queuing up for Mad Props and Dead Celebrity.
I don't know. Are these people mad enough for props tonight?
I don't know. There's a lot of them, though, and I think we deserve to definitely give them all kudos because we have pretty good listeners.
Props
I mean, they were coming into this site, and they were in chat like a half hour before the show. That's not normal. Normally, it's like, okay, got to beg. Please, please, please chat, blah, blah, blah.
And they were there. Here. They were on the mofo.
It was, yeah, it was surreal.
Yes, in a world.
In a world.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do.
God, I hope so. Anyhow.
I just got to be me, man. Yeah, we even have a dead celebrity.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Celebrity!
Do you want to cue up our music for Dead Celebrity and Mad Props? It was kind of what my cue was a little earlier. Are you still looking at the website about that car?
No. What if you don't realize the fact that I've already got the music queued up, man.
Is it playing?
Yes, it is. I know how to take a cue. You failed.
I was going to say something else, but I'm not even going to bring it up. You know how to take a cue, but can you take a dump? No.
You can, we know.
Yeah, really. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time of the show for everybody to receive what they've all been waiting for.
Mad Props!
Or as we like to call it, ego gratification through the... Thank you. Or as I like to call it, ego gratification through acknowledgement from the host. Let's give everybody their mad props. Let me bring up the chat room so I can see their names, too.
God damn, you're just on the ball, aren't we, tonight?
Today we're... I told you this whole week, man! Damn.
First up in the chat room to receive mad props. Do it like that. Be happy about it, dude. This is
I'm happy. How
dude, this is the losing contestant's home game version prize. Build it up at least.
You just called our listeners losers.
No, I did not.
Damn.
I did not say that.
The losing contestant's prize is this.
No, I did not say they were losers. They would merely be friends and associates.
You just called. No. Okay, no, look.
They would merely be friends and associates of said loser. And could now live the exhilaration of being...
of ego gratification through use of... whatever. ladies and gentlemen, let's give Matt props to... Airwolf Spankard!
Madagas Propagus.
B&M says neighbors aren't too happy about bad props at 4 a.m. Nah. And since he has such wonderful neighbors, and he's a swell guy overseas.
Even though he's,
he's what?
What the hell is he anyway?
Danish?
Oh, yes. Yes, he's Danish, dude.
We've ran that joke out. Don't even go there.
I forgot. I was going to. Never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give mad props to B&M's neighbors. Neighbors!
Mad Danish!
With cheese.
Cream cheese.
Woo!
Strawberry filling.
Yeah! I'm hungry now.
With glaze.
Now you just Krispy Kremed it. Let's put glaze on it, it'll sell!
You do not like Krispy Kreme
either?
I do not like Krispy Kreme. Dude, thank God.
It is too fucking sugary.
I'm a Winchell's man, born and bred, damn it.
You're a what?
I'm a Winchell's man.
Okay. Wanted to make sure we heard that right.
What did you think you heard?
I'm a Winch man. What? Yeah, really.
Gisette says his neighbors are probably wondering who the fuck is B&M.
Well, they can wonder all they want. We gave them that props anyway.
Well, they need to find out. Spankwagon.vftp.net. Now they'll be able to find out.
All right. Errol's like, if I turn it down anymore, I won't hear the show. Nice. Okay, let's go on to the next prop. The next mad prop goes to a man named Chazad.
Mad props. Up next in the list.
I really don't even want to say the full name.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Incredible Edible Ikari. What does he run around? Eat me! Eat me! Eat me! No.
Maybe he has like a tattoo down there that says, you know, Atkins approved.
Goes up to the bar. Hey, baby. I'm Atkins approved.
Whip. It out.
Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give Matt props to Incredible Atkins Edible Ikari!
The Incredible Edible Ikari! Mad props!
Vert, that's Peanut Gallery in the background laughing. Anywho, where is he at this week? He hasn't typed in a while, so I gotta figure out where he's at. Airwolf, where are you? Damn,
he's
it.
There somewhere.
Type so I can get the whole thing here. He is in 9-volt is in Ellenwood, Washington.
Woo!
I hear in Ellenwood, Washington, they have the world's largest fake orgasm. I don't know. I just lost. I couldn't think of anything.
God, that's horrible.
Like the world's largest fake light switch. I was going.
You know, as soon as you said that, all I pictured was T-Rex from Orgasmo.
Hey guys, where you want me? Oh yeah, come on, give it to mama now. Come on.
Remember?
Yeah. I remember.
Anybody's not seen Orgasmo, dude, you need to see it.
Just that's called fake orgasm.
The world's largest.
Ellenwood, Washington, the home of the world's largest fake orgasm.
You know what? If we could only get that on the internet, and make people start feeding that.
That'd be great. I got fuck, that just brought me a lot of laughs. That drops to 9-volt. Stop laughing.
How does one measure that?
How do you put that on a postcard?
Easy. Little sign, little, you know, inscription below. Weather is here. Wish you were beautiful. Ellenwood, Washington.
Ellenwood, Washington. Home of the world's largest fake orgasm. And you just see this really fat woman going, you know, the fake orgasm and mouth wide open. Anyhow.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to kill her.
Yuck, man. Every time I see that pose, all I can ever see are fake, or like, you know, fillings in the molars.
I know. All right. Moving on. Now, I guess nothing's going to be as funny as the world's largest fake orgasm. Let's give Mad Props to Toe.
Mad Props.
Skier's out, so I don't know. We'll wait the minute out, but chat room, should we give Skier Mad Props because he says Skier out? He ain't listening. He's only here for the fucking kudos. You vote. Chat room, does he get the Mad Props?
Do you vote him off the island chat room?
We're not going to kick him. I'm not going to vote him that off. I just want to know if he should get his props.
Oh, well, so, okay.
Vote him. Vote him off the island.
I wonder if I should get some more appropriate, like, morbid.
I want to say, yeah, if we get Mad Props, Skier would be the world's largest fake something there for Skier.
Well, while we look at it, I'm going to see. Now I've got my curiosity up.
What?
What's in Ellenwood, Washington?
Oh, Jesus. Here you go. You're going to surf the net, and you're going to go, like, you're going to go to a webpage that has, like, nothing but MIDI files.
You don't know
I'm
that.
I'm still waiting for the room to vote, so we got that minute delay. We got a wonderful minute delay.
Oh, Ellenwood. No wonder I can find it.
E-L-L-E-N.
Ellenwood.
Ding! You did that on fucking purpose.
No, I swear I didn't.
Ding.
There's an Ellenwood, Georgia.
Well, that's why you type it Ellenwood, Washington.
I can't find it.
Then how the hell is 9 volt? Where the hell is 9 volt?
There you go. Therefore, we have just proved that.
Not everyone's on the internet?
Well, actually, no. I was actually going to say that, you know, the world's largest orgasm is fake. It doesn't exist. It's a myth.
9 volt and Element says world's largest fake listener. Everybody's saying no. Airwolf says no. Vert says no. What about the regulars who actually, you know, kind of know Skier a little better, like Toe and Chizad?
Dear Skier, if you were to have received mad props, they would have sounded like this. But they are not there for you.
Not for you, sir.
All right. That's everybody's extra mad props. Share it among yourselves.
Oh, okay.
Continuing on.
Okay. And let's give mad props to the man who updates the server and shows me and teaches me a lesson by ruining the wagon.
You were the one that hard-coded.
Shut up. It's the host of the world's largest fake website. Oh, I'm sorry. That's better. All of a sudden, my access privileges are gone. No, let's seriously give mad props out to the man who hosts VFTP.net. Virtual!
One. Mad props.
Hey! Damn it. All right, that's mad props.
But and we're done.
Why don't we cue the music up for Dead Celebrity so we can kill more time? Oh, thanks! Fade out! We here at Spankwagon like to say we're professionals.
Yeah, right.
But that'd be a big fake lie. The largest fake lie in Southern Nevada! Four fake city blocks.
Faux city blocks!
Ha!
Hey.
Nice plan words. Did you get the next music, kid?
It's
May
playing.
I fade in?
Yes.
Or are you going to go punk and drop it again?
Dude.
Not that anybody could tell the difference.
I was ready on the mofo. You're the one that like isn't like catching up. All right.
Maybe that's the case. All right.
Now, we had one dead celebrity. Unfortunately, Peanut Gallery saw this celebrity on TV. He doesn't remember who it was.
Somebody saw the last name Smith. So if your last name's Smith, you're a celebrity, you're dead.
You're mentioned on the show. There we go. So technically, I guess that means we have two dead celebrities this week. That being the first one. Second one is Robert Lees.
Who?
Robert Lees.
A little bit of bio here, please.
Okay, Robert Lees was born July 10th, 1912 in Ohio.
I was born a poor black child. What the fuck? Will you get up to a little bit of like what he did?
Well, he wrote many, many famous movies. Thank you. Thank you. Let me talk. Jesus Christ.
He wrote a lot of words on paper.
He wrote for Alfred Hitchcock Presents, a lot of shows.
All right.
Rawhide.
Rawhide.
He wrote several movies.
Get it up. Moving up.
Oh, sorry. Abbott and Costello Meet the Invisible Man.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give it
but
8
Abbott
out of 10.
Luke Costello Meet Frankenstein.
I'll give him a 5 out of 10 on that one.
Let's see. Crazy House.
The whole Frankenstein they were in the big tall shrub maze?
Yeah, I don't know. I hate Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
I always thought it was
my
very
dad
violent.
Used to take me to see him at the public library.
I don't like Abbott and Costello. I'm a Laurel and Hardy fan.
Yeah, they're good too.
Much more witty.
I like Laurel and Hardy much better. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, more slapstick.
Yeah,
exactly.
Funnier. Yeah, slapstick. You know, more slapstick, less fucking slap. Yeah. Anyhow, he was a very famous writer for that. I guess he won some Academy Awards. A pretty famous guy.
Nineville just corrected something here and just noticed. He's not Ellenwood, Washington, home of the world's largest fake orgasm. He's in Ellenburg, Washington.
Ah.
Nice. Way to go, 9 volt. You could have just said nothing. Just said nothing and let us go on our own little way. But
yeah.
No.
Now we have to backtrack. So now I got to look up Elling. Where was it?
Berg.
Baird.
Berg. Berg. Home of the world's largest fake something.
We should call him up one day and ask him. So tell us about this. You know. I heard it on the internet. Must be true. So anyhow, it was had a very interesting life. He was blacklisted in Hollywood during the McCarthy era, so continued into the 1950s and the 60s, and wrote for film and television under the name of J.E. Selby, being credited for episodes of Rawhide and Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
That's cool.
In 1999, he had a prominent role in protesting the decision by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Wait, hold on. I gotta interrupt you. I'm sorry. Yes. Chazad just pointed out in the chat room, I wonder how the fuck he managed to get there if he didn't manage to know the name of the town. Oh, shit. You're a professional trucker?
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
I got this shipment of boats for you. We're in Kansas.
Well, somebody's got a sign for it. here we go. Yeah, more interesting.
So basically a writer who wrote a lot of TV shows and movies that I've seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's see. Yes, he protested the Academy to award director Elia Kazan a Lifetime Achievement Oscar, as Kazan was somebody who had named many names during the McCarthy era and continued to work with others who were blacklisted. He was got a lot of people in trouble just by throwing names to save his own ass.
Right.
So he protested that. He pleaded the Fifth Amendment while testifying at the House Un-American Activities Committee and was blacklisted as a result. Fred Rinaldo was his writing partner for 18 years until they were blacklisted in the early 50s, was an atheist and a staunch Democrat. Now, let's go ahead and explain how you know this guy. This is the dude who was decapitated in Hollywood this week.
Oh.
Yeah. In Hollywood, yes.
Hollywood.
Yeah, he lived over in West Hollywood or Bel Air or something like that.
Right.
And he had a huge home, and he was actually on his way out to meet with some people from the Academy. The guy was older as shit, man. He was like in his 90s, obviously.
Yeah.
But he still got around quite well, was still very active, very physically fit. Was smart as a whip, right on the ball.
Really?
Intellectually. He was just totally with it. Some homeless guy that was trying to get into Paramount Studios while he was trying to get into Paramount.
Figure it would be Paramount.
I know. While he was trying to get into Paramount, the security guard recognized him after he walked away and started panhandling when they turned on their TV, which is interesting. You know, security guards are watching TV in their booth.
Yeah, well.
And recognized him as a suspect, so he took it upon himself to apprehend the guy and arrest him. All they know, this guy was a homeless transient, came in, cut the guy's head off. Neighbor found him. The homeless guy was still in the house, killed the neighbor too.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know what, though? I got to say, at least he lived to be in his 90s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he did live a successful life. It's just too bad that, in all honesty, I know it sounds weird saying about us a guy in his 90s, his life was cut short.
Yeah. Because somebody is like that active when you don't know how long you could have gone.
No, you don't. You know, it makes a huge difference. But
that concludes.
Cardi says it could have been Miramax. No, you know why I say Paramount? Because Paramount's an old studio. That's why.
Mm.
To me, Paramount is part of old Hollywood.
It is, indeed. So, that's
all right, let's cut out of this music. Let's cut into some regular background music.
Go ahead. We have something queued up for you.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
So?
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Yeah.
You thought it was a joke, and so
but
you
yeah,
laughed. You laughed when stuff. I had said that losing you would make me flip my...
Hey, soundboards!
Oh, shit. So anyhow... Dead celebrity, bad props. We always
appreciate
it.
You say bad
that.
Props?
Mad.
Okay.
No. Only reason it's bad is because I got the fucking... I called the wrong thing for that town. 9 volts lost. 9 volt. Throw breadcrumbs behind your truck. Find your way back. You don't even know where you are. Anyway.
Yeah. That's fucking great, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, and he is having to use a GPS unit in the truck, so...
Yep. So anyhow, that was everything we needed to do there. What else do we have for tonight? Do you have anything? Because let's tell them about the guy at Checker Auto.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good funny story.
Here's a great one. This literally just happened about 3 hours ago.
Yeah. what happened was we just come from National Performance, and we had to go to check her auto.
I'm basically picking up the last bits and pieces and literally the last nuts and bolts that I need to get my car running.
Right. So we had to go to check her. You needed an oil breather cap and some antifreeze.
Oil breather cap, antifreeze, and wipers for the truck.
Right, right. So while we're in the store and you're looking through the manuals, funny as hell, first of all, you were looking at a manual for products they didn't even carry. So once you found the product you needed, it wasn't on the shelves because it didn't even exist in that store. It was
nice.
Fucking great.
Anywho,
this whole time up the parts counter, there's some little snotty
just
kind of guy.
Arrogant bastard of a guy.
Yeah, and he's returning a starter.
He was returning the core for a starter. He was returning the broken starter.
Right, the broken starter, okay. And he wanted full price for the bad starter.
He basically wanted to get, as a core charge, a refund on a starter instead of just the regular 20, 25 bucks or 20 buck core charge.
Yeah, it was $20 for the core, and I don't know, how much was it for the full starter?
$35.
That sounded a little cheap, in my opinion.
It did. But we don't know what application was to.
Right, right. Anyhow, he keeps trying to get the starter back for full price.
Yeah, basically trying to bring in, and if anybody goes to auto parts stores, I don't know how many of our listeners do, but if you buy something like a master cylinder, you buy something like a battery, a starter, an alternator, you just take it back. Get a core charge. They pay you for the core.
Yeah.
So that way they could take it and remanufacture it and sell
and
it later.
And resell it again.
No big
exactly.
deal.
Exactly.
So this guy, do it.
Yeah, this guy gets into a yelling match with the dude behind the counter and then just storms out of the store.
Basically yells saying, I want this and I want that. And the guy goes, well, I'm not going to give it to you. Literally, the guy behind the counter says, no. I applaud that. That doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
So the guy storms out. We think it's done.
Then he comes back in about a minute later.
About 5 minutes later, he's back in. You know, he starts up again. The guy goes, okay, fine, I'll take the 20. Okay.
Okay, fine. Still being a loudmouth asshole to the guy behind the counter.
Yeah, well, no, the customer's being a loudmouth asshole.
Yeah, to the guy behind the counter.
To the guy behind the counter. Still being a jerk. And now, at this point, you know, Claude and I are just about ready to just start quipping in the store loudly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're holding our tongue because we don't want to start shit.
Yeah.
So we leave.
We go and we
get our stuff. We pay. We walk out. We're done.
So now we're sitting in the SUV over there.
And I ask a very pertinent question. I go, which one of these vehicles do you think is the one that he drives?
Not that
I'm going to do anything. Just mind you, I was just curious.
We're people watching at this point.
Exactly.
So basically, I'm thinking, well, the Ford over there is an older late model one. He might be parts for that, but that's too clean. You know, that's too dirty a work truck.
Yep.
This guy looks like somebody wants to stay as clean as fucking possible.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Chevy going, well, he looks like a Chevy asshole, you know, with the fucking, you know, full-size pickup truck with a camper shell in the back because you don't ever haul anything.
Yep.
But no, that's got like a lock on. That's probably something
that's got like a, yeah, that had a club on it. So that's
right. We're looking at other couple SUVs in the parking lot, and we're like,
We're like, okay, there's this Excursion, and the other vehicle up there was like a little moped parked on the sidewalk and a Camaro. Well, we automatically knew it wasn't the Camaro because that guy was a black guy down on the road from us when we pulled in.
Yeah, okay. He had cut me off in traffic.
Cut you off
there.
In traffic. So we knew it wasn't his, and so we had the Excursion to our right and this two pickup trucks, the one with the club and the one without, and then this little moped. That's
and a moped.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A ghetto-ass fucking moped you pay like $300 for behind the counter. Shit that you probably wouldn't even bother to license.
Pretty much. So anyhow, we're guessing how he walks and cuts a sharp left. Sits on the moped.
Gets on the fucking moped after he takes a starter and some other shit he buys and shoves it into the little fucking compartment on the moped.
Mm-hmm, the little seat compartment.
Now.
Pulls out his chrome plastic bicycle helmet.
Bicycle helmet. I mean, fucking retarded kids that are epileptic have better head protection than this guy did.
Yes.
And it's chromed.
It's that plastic chrome. And puts on a pair of bug eye, like really big friggin' sunglasses.
Shit that Bono would look at and go, damn, that's gauche.
Yeah. And then goes to pull off. In all arrogance of a Californian.
Yeah. This guy, he's middle-aged man. He's trying to look cool on a fucking toy moped.
Exactly. So he starts pulling off, and I'm like, hey, Claude, burn some rubber behind him.
Yeah.
So Claude hits the accelerator, hits the corner, just burn. Guy looks back like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So that was our
fun. It was great. We got to intimidate him.
Just remember, the next time you hear that idiot and asshole behind the counter yelling and screaming and trying to be a dick, sit in the parking lot and see what they really truly drive away in. You know, are they really all what they sound like they should be? Or
God, that was so fucking funny. That was just great. Oh, look, there's a nuclear power plant in Vermont on fire.
great. We're all going to die. Let's see. What else? Anything else exciting happened this week?
Pretty much. Today,
I mean, this week's been pretty bland to me.
Well, you know what? It has been. That's because a lot of shit hasn't picked up till today. We got the guy, the American. He got his head cut off, of course.
Oh, they did. They did cut that guy's
head
off.
He's dead. They've already released pictures.
Is that confirmed or is that just speculation?
That's confirmed by the U.S. State Department.
God, another one.
He's dead. But there's something very interesting.
What's that?
You're going to love this.
Okay.
Have you heard of this movie called Fahrenheit 9/11?
Yeah, the Michael Moore film, the new one.
Right.
You
saw the trailer for it.
Actually, I have not.
You've not.
I have not seen the trailer for
it. Wow. That is fucking great. Chat room, if anybody in the chat room has seen the trailer, you've got to see it at least for that last clip of Bush. Bush is there. He's like, America, a world, we need to band together for terrorism. We need to stop evil in its acts. Now, watch us drive. And it pans out, and he's on a golf course.
Jesus.
In front of reporters. It's fucking great. Now, this is very interesting. Michael Moore is, he's trying to get, he's really trying to get blackballed.
You think?
Well, a lot of pro-Bush conservative groups have taken up to a letter-writing campaign that they're sending out to all the movie theaters, asking them not to play Fahrenheit 9/11.
Really?
And they're saying that Michael Moore is backed by terrorism.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the case, Bill Maher, you know, if you drive alone in your car, the terrorists have won, that book.
Yeah.
You know, there's too many things. I'm sorry. You listen to Spankwagon Radio. You support terrorism because we scare fuckers on mopeds.
Great. That's great. Just say that in case somebody monitors this shit.
Monitor?
Anyhow,
we have enough character witness to know we're pretty cool.
Yeah. A bunch of anonymous people in the chat room that don't even know where the fuck they are.
Vert just goes, long, long ago, I've seen Fahrenheit 911. No, you didn't, Vert. You saw Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah.
He's saying no, Vert. Yeah.
God, that's very
someone else in the chat room beat us to it because the delay sucks.
No, but what they're saying is because apparently some groups that support terrorism right there have said that this is a movie that needs to come out because they're anti-Bush, and they have offered to help Moore, and he's rejected their offers.
Really?
Yes.
Well, under what grounds?
I don't know. He just doesn't want their money. He said he's got his own distributorship now.
Ah.
There were people that said, we'll help you, you know, money, release it independent. This is speculation, at least, because I've seen no proof of this. But Moore, at least they're saying he rejected help because he knew who they were.
Who were they?
They're saying groups that have also been proven to give money to terrorists.
Ah.
Moore rejected the thing. They're at least saying that. I don't even know if that shit is true. But, yeah, they're saying that they're writing a grassroots letter campaign advising everybody not to see Fahrenheit 9/11 and asking theaters not to play it.
Jeez. That's interesting. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the trailer. Maybe I should. We'll maybe do it right after the show here tonight. But it's
going to
be interesting. Oh, I'm getting pointed at by Peanut Gallery. Here, grab the mic for a little bit.
Is it true your wife has a sticker on the refrigerator?
It's a magnet.
It is a refrigerator magnet that has George Bush, the current president, and it says, somewhere in Texas, a village has lost its idiot.
I love that. Where did you get it? I want one.
There was a store at Neonopolis in downtown Las Vegas that had it. They've since gone out of business, though.
Oh, bummer.
But I bet you could find something like that at like a Hot Topic type place. Or
probably.
Something like that in the mall.
It just sounded funny.
It is.
He told me it was there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I can just see that, you know, the village is called and the idiot isn't going home yet.
Yeah.
Well...
No, but yeah, that's really interesting because if you've seen Fahrenheit 9/11, the trailer for it,
right.
It is fucking... I mean, just the trailer alone was just, you know, wow, kind of intense right there. But, yeah, the thing was, you know, they're damaged about they're worried about the damage this film could really do for Bush. And to be honest with you, I think that this is going to be like, you know, the Passion of the Christ meets Roger and Me.
Oh, man.
I know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean...
According to early reviews...
The problem with Michael Moore, though, is how he does conduct some of his business.
And a lot of people are saying Michael Moore did Fahrenheit 9/11 totally different.
He did it different than Roger and Me, did it different than Bowling for Columbine.
Most of what you see in Fahrenheit 9/11 is video clips that have been put together. not edited, but, you know, like in the sense of, you know, snip, 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 like your little audio edits of George Bush and shit.
Right, right.
But no, he takes a lot of clips from this and that. And they said Moore was truly nonpartisan. He didn't, like, you know how he fucking, yeah, thank you, ambushed Charlton Heston in Bowling for Columbine?
Right.
He does not do a thing like that, at all.
Because, like, even I thought that was, like, you know.
It's totally inappropriate, not right to do to Heston.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they said Moore is totally neutral in the film, damn near.
Damn.
And it's a completely different film style than he was used to. He wanted the material to present itself so nobody could say, well, you're putting a spin on it.
Well, you by compiling that stuff together
true.
That sort of fashion. I mean, if you really think about anything that's media, how you tell the story is the spin. The spin is how you put stuff together, you edit it, what kind of verbiage you use.
True.
I mean, let's take a look at our two local stations here in town, Channel 8 and Channel 13.
Ah, yes.
Channel 8 will say something like my favorite is when you watch them talk about one of our local congresspeople. So they'll say, like, Shelley Berkeley today introduced a plan in Congress to, you know, lower prescription rates. Cool. Totally understandable. That makes sense. The other news channel, 13, and I'm just throwing out numbers. I don't know which one does which. But the other one will go, Shelley Berkeley today, the Nevada representative, planned a new scheme on attempting to get lower, you know. It's just how you word it. I mean, I don't know. You know what I would see is I would like to see what's going on in, like, the, in B&M's part of the world, actually, in the European media. Because if the European media, I want to see how they cover it. That'll make my decision for me. Because our media seems to, I don't know.
You do know.
Well,
you know that we put a spin on everything in the sense that
we don't. Yeah, we put a spin.
We have to rule everybody through fear.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, good show. Saw it on Travels or History Channel.
Which one?
Speaking of stuff over from BBC and stuff like that, I want to say it was Terry Jones, Medieval Lives. Good stuff. Got to go see that. If you got to find someone out there who has a torrent of it or something.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Yeah, Chazad says, I had to watch Bowling for Columbine for my conspiracy theory class, and it took all the restraint I had not to turn it off halfway through. I can understand that, because the thing about with Moore and Bowling for Columbine, he was
going for pure shock factor there.
Not totally.
I mean, come on, with what he did to Heston? I mean, that's my main point. I mean, I guess I don't have much else to say.
I don't think it was shock factor. I think the fact of the matter was he wanted to present a good thing. It had nothing. The movie really had nothing to do with gun control or actual Columbine, so much as it had to do with the fact of why are we so goddamn violent? Why do we have such a just astronomical murder rate involving firearms in the United States?
Right. Okay.
So that was it right there. The only problem I have with Michael Moore on two things right here. Hopefully it's hopefully one of them has changed. The other I know hasn't. One. The problem is, it's not shock factor. He wants to fucking crusade everything. Hitting up Dick Clark, what was that for? All it did was he basically wanted to have a clip to make Dick Clark look like an uncaring asshole. Not that I'm having to say anything about Dick Clark one way or other, but I totally saw that as being completely and utterly pointless.
Okay.
That, and the biggest problem I have with Michael Moore, even no matter how fucking neutral, bipartisan, whatever, or even just oblivious you want to be to the material presented, why the fuck is everything revolve around Flint, Michigan? God damn.
Because that's his hometown.
I'm tired of seeing, no matter what the fuck it is, how did this affect Flint, Michigan? It's like watching the goddamn television here, and every time something happens with terrorists, they try to tie it in somehow to Vegas.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they do.
It's the 6 degrees.
Yeah, the terrorists stayed here at a Holiday Inn 3 weeks ago.
That's what made them so smart to fly the plane. Mohammed Atta, how do you know to fly a plane? Well, last night I stayed at Holiday Inn in Las Vegas. Allah Akbar!
Akbar. It's a trap.
Be careful.
But yeah. Yeah, I was just... Yeah, Shazad says the Heston thing was shitty, as was the Kmart bit. I gotta agree with that, too.
Yeah, he wanted to make everyone look bad, and that's just it.
Yeah.
You could put a spin. Hell, you know, it's where you go. You go to the Midwest... Guarantee you get some different responses.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But you'll still find the angst-ridden kids and all that crap. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking on my ass.
It's not just angst, it's also boredom.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, yeah. But anyhow, yeah, they're really pushing against Fahrenheit 9/11. Two movies I want to see right now, Super Size Me and Fahrenheit.
Yep, 9/11. Two movies we got to get around to seeing.
I've not seen Super Size Me yet.
Neither have I.
It's playing up the Suncoast.
Cool. All right. Let's see. What do we want to do? Let's cut to a really quick break.
Sure.
You are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.vftp.net.
will be back. What are we listening to?
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, again?
Different song.
Oh.
While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Religious zealotry and midgets with Viagra addiction. Next on Spankwagon Radio. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Wow.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, damn, if only I had a good song lined up after that, like some sort of fast-paced news ticker theme kind of song. Hey, speaking of religious zealots right here, apparently not everybody can part the water.
What?
Well, this is really great. Four drown in large water fountain.
That was that stuff down in Texas, right?
Right.
Now you know
what this is.
I saw it on TV.
Of course you did. You've seen
Logan's
Run. I
thought it was like a water park, yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Water park how? Like,
yay, slide! Some to that effect. Like, that was like a wading pool for people because it had all those steps going down in.
It has a step so you can go down and, like, hang out and, like, be around the water, yeah, but... Dude, that's like 9 foot of water right there.
Yeah, that's
with
deep.
With a gigantic intake.
Guts. Enough said.
Yes. Actually, it was very close to what I was saying. Very interesting. Four people drowned. Okay. One.
In a world where four people drowned.
Okay, move on.
One of them was an 8-year-old girl.
Jesus.
Three others.
How did four people drown?
Three.
What, are they
trying
to
others,
save one?
Including her father and brother, died while trying to rescue her.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, basically what it was this was a group of Baptists from Chicago that had come down to Fort Worth to attend some sort of a Sunday school convention.
Uh-huh.
This is basically, where the hell was this? It's like the Water Gardens or something like that?
Somewhere in Texas, yeah.
Yeah, down in Fort Worth. You ever seen Logan's Run?
No, actually. I
never
can't stand
seen
the film.
Logan's Run.
Can't stand the film. I've tried in vain.
Okay. Well, anyhow, how about this? For everybody in the chat room that's actually likes to watch movies and has seen Logan's Run, if you remember the scene where they where they go back into the city right there and they take Peter Ustinov, the old man, with them, and they walk down those steps and they're at the bottom right there. Okay, that's where they drown.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah. Now the thing about it is, this is a gigantic attraction. This, here we go. The 9-foot-deep pool called the Active Pool collects water from several, read, massive waterfalls. At the bottom, a powerful pump pulls water through a drain so it can be recirculated. The thing about it is,
Now, is this pool for people to sit in and enjoy, or is this
no,
a fountain?
It's a fountain. It's a big-ass public fountain.
Okay.
Pool is in pool of water.
So how the fuck did they drown? You're not getting to that point.
They went swimming.
Why?
Okay, here we go. Let's see. They talk about, basically, I'll see if I can get this shit right there. Apparently, they wanted to go swimming at the pool they were at the hotel.
Okay.
But the mother of these two little girls that drowned didn't want to take them to the pool. So they entrusted them to somebody else to go take them to the pool.
Oh, no.
I know. Don Kent, a spokeswoman. Dot. Dot Kent, a spokeswoman for the city of Fort Worth, said no swimming signs are posted in the park and near the pool.
Okay.
She said and understood that the little girls had on swimsuits when their bodies were recovered, and they did. That's been proven. Okay. Their intention was to go swimming. They didn't fall in accidentally.
Okay.
A pump at the bottom of the pool that pulls water to the waterfall apparently could create a suction that made rescues difficult. 9 foot of water with a single gigantic intake.
Oh, no.
Yes. Designed by architects Philip Johnson and John Berge, the gardens are free to enter and a common refuge from hot Texas days. Each minute, 19,000 gallons of water courses through the garden, according to the Fort Worth Convention Visitor Center.
Okay.
Before Wednesday, the park's most serious accident was in 91, where an 80-foot light pole fell and killed two people. The city has paid thousands of dollars in claims to the visitors injured in falls, the Star-Telegram reported.
Okay.
Standing before his teary-eyed church members in the hotel, the guys, Drew, the main priest right there, struggled to find the words that would console his flock with the tragedy. Now.
Wait. Okay, now we jumped in from swimming to religious Bible camp.
Yes, it is basically religious Bible camp right there.
That's why they were there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The word that this is an actual quote from the minister on regarding his outlook on the girl's death.
Okay.
The word that God told me to tell them was that he's still in charge and he's still in control and that we're only seeing the beginning. But God sees the beginning and the end, so we just have to hope in him. I know. I don't understand how this shit is supposed to fall into.
They're there.
I know.
It'll
Let me see if
okay.
I can actually get.
So basically, they went swimming. You know what? Who took? See, that's the problem. People are stupid. You know, I mean, that's just monumentally stupid.
Oh, it's beyond monumentally stupid.
Why?
And a lot of people actually.
Where are like the safety grades? Something that actually, you know, sure it could suck down, but why don't they put up a couple of levels, like a big
here,
safety
gate? I got some pictures for you.
Okay.
Can you see?
Oh, that's deep.
No shit. Now see this right here?
Yeah.
That is the collection pool at the bottom. This is only a small sampling. See, like, these fountains up here and shit?
Right.
These fountains are all over, and then they go down all of these drains.
Now, people can actually stand and sit in that fountain, though.
You can't sit in the fountain, no.
Okay.
Not at all. You cannot.
Okay.
You're not.
So, basically, by going down there, you're trespassing.
No, you're allowed to go down there, but you can't swim. It's
no, I'm not talking about swimming, but like you can sit on the stairs where the fountains are going down.
Yeah, see, they actually have stairs you can walk down the fountains because there's no hand railing or anything, and you can stand by. Now, you see where that water level is right there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 9 feet below the water level.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a deep well where all the water from all these fountains collects.
Okay.
I had some better pictures. I mean, this park takes up several acres, man. I mean, it is like... It's fucking huge.
So they were swimming and they drowned.
What's funny is a lot of the news stories have actually killed that portion of the news sources have killed that portion of the story.
What, that they were swimming?
That they were there to swim. They're trying to say, oh, it's a tragic accident and they've been hurt, and that's bullshit. Basically, what fucking happened was the first stories came out and said, yeah, they were going swimming.
So well, there you
confirmed.
Go. There's that media spin again for mm-hmm. you. You know, they don't want to hear about people being stupid. They want to make, oh, pity him, pity them. Oh, what a heinous accident. Bullshit.
Exactly.
You know, it's all the spin. You know, yeah.
Let's see. I know there's one here. See if I can find some more links for you.
Don't worry about it now. We'll get to it later.
It is fucking huge.
So a big fucking fountain. People swam in and died tragically.
Yes.
But accidentally, according to media.
Yeah, and what they're trying to say is, you know, is nobody knows if they're going to sue or not.
How can they? They were wearing swimsuits.
Right, but maybe the city didn't do enough to protect the stupid people from themselves.
What more can you do?
I don't know, man.
I mean, honestly, if you have signs up, you have what you need up, what more is there to do?
That's very interesting, because I'm looking at this pool right here. I'm looking at this, and there is an outer layer to this pool, and it looks to be that the outer one is shallow. And it's meant to flood over the thing through slits right there into that deep collection well.
Okay.
So that looks to me like, you know what, man? They did their best to protect everybody right there already in case anybody slid down.
Them being able to sue the city of Fort Worth is like someone coming here and, going swimming down in the Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Or the Bellagio.
You know, the funny thing is, I have seen down here at the Treasure Island. I remember my wife and I were down there with, I can't remember who it was, but after there, one girl accidentally dropped like a Beanie Baby and it went into the water.
Yeah.
And this dude, Asian dude, just after the main show, dived right in to go get the Beanie Baby.
Part of the show?
No. This is a guy who's in the crowd standing next to me.
Oh.
He dived right in. He didn't take off his shoes. He didn't do anything. He even left his glasses on, and he lost them when he hit the water. So this idiot gets out with the Beanie Baby, gives it back to the girl. She's like, thanks. Security pounces on him.
Dude, they should, man. That's trespassing.
You know?
Well, the thing about it is, I don't know if you've ever been at an angle where that underneath the walk where all of the people stand out next to Las Vegas Boulevard,
right?
There are giant wave makers.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh,
I mean, that's
huge ones.
Yeah.
If he'd have got caught in one of those...
He'd been crushed.
Exactly.
Yeah. He would have been completely and entirely crushed.
So if he'd have gotten killed that night, would it have been the Treasure Island?
You know what?
No.
Trial lawyers, some way, somehow...
They'll figure out. Oh,
they'll figure out a way,
you didn't
man.
Put high enough fence. You didn't mesh or cover people.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, the problem is right now we're in such a society where we need to be protected from ourselves constantly.
Because people are fucking idiots.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, that one stupid people, it's the old adage, you know, one bad apple ruins the bunch, you know, rots the bunch. Well, yeah, it's these stupid idiots who think or don't think before they do something.
God damn, man, thinking is too hard for people. That takes up too much work.
I mean, let's look at people who drive. Let's look at people who, you know, who are out there right now letting their kids ride those little mini motorcycles.
Oh, God.
I love those things because they're fun. They're just nothing more than a moped, really, but they're a little bit of fun. And yet, people are allowing their kids to take these to school as a bike. Well, it's not a bike. It's a motor vehicle. And they need to learn those rules. But people don't want to do that. I guess it's, you know, the taking the responsibility aspect of it.
I don't know how it is in other states or cities or whatever. But here in Las Vegas, you know the little the scooters that are motorized? Do you know that they're starting to ticket the children and the parents on those?
Good.
They are a motor vehicle. Therefore, they must have a license to drive them.
They must have a license, but not all of them need to be licensed, the vehicle itself.
No.
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 They have to have a license to drive.
49 cc's or less. No need for permits.
But you have... No. Mm. No. They are...
Permits
they
for
are
operating
safe.
or For a person
like plates
to
and tags.
Operate. Okay.
No,
okay.
Plates and
for
tags.
Licensing,
no,
you mean,
they are not. They're not.
But yeah, you need a license to operate
them.
It.
They're not ticketing them because they're unlicensed vehicles. They're ticketing because they aren't licensed
to drive.
Them.
Yes, and I agree with that. And right. You know what it is? It's it's neat. It's cool. Oh, sorry, use some responsibility here, people. You're the reason my insurance is so fucking expensive.
The problem is, man, that takes too much fucking requests, man.
I agree.
I don't know if you remember, about a month ago, where the guy hit the two girls down on Boulder Highway, the two little girls on the motorized scooter.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. He was not speeding. He was doing the speed limit, and he hit them. Now, this man's got to live with that forever. However, Metro did ticket the parents.
Of the girls?
Of the girls. Gave them a ticket.
Good.
The girls died, which is, a sad tragedy,
well,
if you want to call it
you
that.
Know what, you know what? I will say this. I've been reading in some of the alternative press and some of the newspapers here. They're now trying to look into like laws that put more blame on drivers.
See,
they
that's
are
not
starting
fair.
To do that.
Yeah. That's not fair.
I'm not arguing that point. I won't argue that point. I agree. It is not fair whatsoever because of other people's actions or inactions that would cause me problems.
Yeah, and that's the way it is in California right now. But they're trying to pass a law. They're trying to get a signatures for a law to hit.
The ballot for pedestrian protection.
To actually get onto the ballot. They want to get more rights to pedestrians and shit. You know, that if you hit
bad
a pedestrian,
idea.
You're at fault. Yeah, it's a totally bad idea.
Bad idea.
Hey, let me tell you something. Eight years ago...
The problems that they have cited with a lot of these right there, they're like saying, this man got off because, the law wasn't strict enough. That's bullshit. This is something I'd have to, bring up for
the
another
show. The
guy
got off because he didn't do anything wrong.
No. In a couple of cases of elderly drivers, like one here in Vegas, who killed a 16-year-old girl because he wasn't paying attention right there.
Okay.
She was in the street, yes, but there technically would have been other circumstances. It's hard for me to explain because I don't have the facts in front of me, but I've actually broken that down. And there was another one up in northern Nevada. I forget where, some city. I want to say Lovelock, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
And another one was in Sparks. The problem that I've seen is not that we don't have laws in place to protect, because, no law in place, that if the laws they wanted on the books were in place, they would not have saved these people's lives.
True.
They simply would have just enabled people to punish the perpetrators even harder.
Right.
And the problem that I'm seeing as well with this shit right here is, it's not that we don't have the proper laws to punish people. I just saw weak-willed district attorneys who were afraid to push the charges for them. They could have, and they probably could have sent their asses to jail, but they were too chicken shit to do so.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait a minute. I remember several years ago, you and I being on Las Vegas Boulevard, going to the McDonald's down next to Circus.
Yeah.
Remember the four idiots that darted out from the center island where all the weeds are, and you damn near nailed one of those?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
I remember shit. That happens all the time.
Why should I be liable for someone else's stupidity?
That's
why should
problem.
They be able to sue me because they're goddamn stupid?
People are idiots, man. Basically, they think that everything is on the board. And you know what? Here we go. I'm gonna really get kind of personal here on Spankwagon with something here, especially talking about this. Fuck it, I don't care. The JLD, she sent out an email that kind of pissed me off at work. I'm going to be totally honest with you on this one. She basically sent all our friends. You probably got this one too. It was one of those. It was a fucking chain letter that was emailed out about how we need to have better regulation in Washington so that automakers will put backup warnings on systems that will detect if a child is behind, and if so, will disable your vehicle. I took offense to that. I really fucking did.
Why?
Because, number one, I don't need government intruding on me anymore. Number two, I don't give a shit that a child got run over. Hell, I had an almost ancestor because of the distance and the age of when this happened. Back in the, I guess, 40s, 50s to 40s. I had a distant kind of cousin that got killed, that was killed because his mother ran him over in the car.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't need government telling me shit like this. I'm tired of technology driving up the price of fucking automobiles. I can't afford it. Okay, I can't afford a new car. At least one that is up to my standards because the shit's too overpriced.
Okay.
And I don't need government protecting stupid people. And I don't need other people telling me I should go ahead and do that. And the JLD even included, I guess the JLD had a cousin who was killed the exact same way.
The exact same way.
I don't fucking care. The only thing... that's why it's called a fucking accident. I'm not going to sit here and persecute or hit the whoever did this to the child, whether it be a parent or whatnot, saying, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You should be bad.
It was a horrible accident.
Yeah. I'm sure that shit, the act itself that happened is probably too much punishment to fit the crime. The fact that they may have lost a child. I don't need to fucking have to take up, you know, a part of their fucking burdens and sins that they've done that shit and feel bad for myself, number one. Number two, I don't need fucking people to, parading that kind of tragedy in order to get a point across in an argument, okay?
Okay. Even though it may work for getting the point across, to maybe put a face on it.
I don't care. I don't care at all. I really fucking don't. Accidents, tragedies do fucking happen, okay? I'm not saying that it's somebody's fault. I'm not saying, well, they should have been better. You know what? Because
you never know when it could happen or how it could happen.
Exactly.
Boo.
That's why it's called an accident.
Exactly.
But I think it was in very poor taste that, you know, a lot of people are basically trying to martyr their own children and profit off of their own fucking tragedies to, if nothing else, feel better about themselves by having to make shit harder for the rest of us. I don't need backup sensors in my car, and I don't need fucking emails from people telling me for that shit. That, oh, I urge everybody to go ahead and do this.
Fair enough.
In all honesty, if I were to say anything, I was going to be cold-hearted. It wouldn't be blame the parent or anything else. Let fucking natural selection take over again.
Fair enough. And on that, I think we actually have a pretty good point to wrap up the show.
Good song.
Yes, very. So, ladies and gentlemen, while we end on an odd note, let's make sure to thank everybody who's listened. Thank you again. You've already got your props, but thank you for listening. Let's say thank you to Virtual One, VFTP.net, for hosting the site, spankwagon.vftp.net. It will be fixed later on by the week. You know, I should have all the archives and links and everything back in the shape.
Many thanks to LazyCode.com.
Absolutely. Big thanks to LazyCode.com for providing us the streaming and the broadband for streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Klon, Peanut Gallery.
Thank you, Trench.
Thank you.
Peanut Gallery. And thank us. God, we did it for you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
There you go. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We will be back next Friday night.
Spank Wagon Radio is only available at spankwagon.vftp.net. Tune in. Thank you. Have a good night. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said, I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. Sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering.